It's time for another edition of Taco Tuesday on Q92. Every Tuesday afternoon at this time, we get on the air with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and talk about your health and your nutrition. And Amber's back in the studios again. Welcome, Amber.
Thanks for having me.
Did you have a happy Halloween?
We did. We love it. We dressed up as a whole family.
I noticed that.
Love all the festivities. So it's a good holiday.
That's right. And of course, you have a couple of kids that have some food allergies and they're allergic to some of that candy out there, so you kind of have to be careful with that.
We do. So, yeah, I was telling you, we've got the Switch Witch that'll come and exchange that big bag of candy they can't eat for a little toy and a little bit of a safe treat. So,
right. So that's good.
It works out.
And I see some places they were having separate buckets of kids for candy for kids who do have some allergies.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice too.
It is. Yeah. And the Teal Bucket Project is a really cool project that's out there that really focuses on if you put a teal pumpkin or a teal bucket outside your house, it indicates that you have things that are safe for kiddos with food allergy. But we don't expect people to accommodate us, but there sure were a lot of people out there last night that did. And, you know, we really appreciate that too.
Yep. There were a lot of kids around town yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so
many.
They all came from, but they were here.
So that was fun.
Hope everybody had a happy Halloween.
Yes.
Well, today we're going to be talking about over-the-counter food tests for allergies and whatever, and whether or not they are worth the money you spend on them.
You got it.
Well, tell us about them.
Absolutely. So, you know, when it comes to food allergies, food sensitivities, food intolerances, those terms tend to get used kind of interchangeably by people, but they mean very different things. So when we're looking at all of those tests that are out there on the market, kind of over the counter, I think it's important for you to know, if you're buying those tests, what are they telling you? And is it something that's really even useful? So since we were kind of talking about food allergy already, food allergy is an IgE response. This means that it's an immune reaction. So IgE is an antibody, and we're going to do kind of a basic overview of this today. It all gets a little bit complex, but IgE is an antibody. So it's something that your immune system produces in response to something you're allergic to. So that reaction typically involves like nose, lungs, throat, might be hives or like swelling. A lot of times we think about people whose throats close up or they have difficulty breathing with some reactions. So this reaction is always replicated upon eating that food. So that's where food allergy is, that's an essential piece for diagnosing food allergy, is that we can replicate that response if we eat the food again. There are some IgE tests that you can do as well. So a lot of times if you go to a doctor to get the test or an allergist, the first thing they'll do is something called a skin prick test. You're probably not going to get that over the counter. That all needs to be interpreted by a doctor. But there are IgE blood tests that are over the counter. So the doctor might do IgE blood tests. So essentially those tests are looking at how much of this IgE is in your blood for whatever food you're testing it for. Now, the problem with that is that you can have elevated IgE to a food and not have an allergy. So when your blood serum is elevated, that's called sensitization. And sensitization does not always mean you have that physical response. So if you buy one of those over-the-counter IgE blood tests and then you eliminate those foods that you don't have a physical reaction to, you're actually putting yourself at greater risk of developing an allergy to those foods. So when it comes to IgE testing, not necessarily a good thing to do on your own. That's something that you should absolutely have interpreted by an allergist and be working with professionals on that. So food intolerance is different in that that's not an immune reaction. This is usually a GI reaction, so maybe diarrhea, abdominal pain, gas. And intolerances are typically caused by not having an enzyme. So one of the more common ones is lactose intolerance. Most people have heard of that.
I have.
Yes. And typically people who have a lactose intolerance are missing or deficient in an enzyme called lactase. So they might take that enzyme when they eat dairy, and that can help solve the problem of not tolerating those dairy products. So there's really often not a lot of good tests to look for food intolerance. So typically elimination diets are kind of the standard. Elimination diets shouldn't be done on your own, though. They come with a lot of risks. So we'll talk about that in a second. So food intolerance is really not good tests for. If something is telling you that it tests for food intolerance, it probably doesn't. And the same thing for sensitivities. So A food sensitivity can be any sort of a reaction or headache, a rash, a digestive response. Again, there's not a great test for it because it's not an immune reaction. Now, just because you don't have an allergy, I always think it's important to tell people, it doesn't mean that that food or certain foods aren't making you uncomfortable. So lack of an allergy just means you don't have an immune response to it. It doesn't mean that that food isn't impacting your life. So people who have IBS, for example, have a lot of impact to their quality of life. It impacts whether or not you travel. It impacts whether or not you socialize, whether or not you feel comfortable going out to eat. So people are frequently looking for kind of an answer to what's causing that problem. And in the medical field, we don't often have a lot of good answers for IBS. So sometimes it's just, well, you have diarrhea, and that's often doesn't feel like a good solution. So IgG testing is something that there's been a lot of research on more recently. So some of the tests that you see out there might say that they test for IgG. And when it comes to IBS specifically, or IBS-like symptoms, new research is indicating that those IgG tests might actually be helpful. Now, it's a little confusing because IgG is an antibody, just like IgE was that we talked about with food allergy. But you've got IgG in your body to anything that your body has encountered. So IgG, like when we measure it in blood, typically we're looking at your body's ability to fight off an infection, your body's ability to tolerate something, to deal with a toxin, any of that kind of stuff. But in this scenario, when food levels of IgG are elevated, doing a temporary elimination diet of those foods that you tested high for might alleviate symptoms. So again, that's specifically in people with IBS, or even more specifically, people who have IBS and migraines, chronic migraines. So if you see tests out there that kind of tout this ability to improve all of your IBS symptoms by looking at IgG levels to certain foods, it's not completely false. That there might be some truth to that. However, like I mentioned, elimination diets should never be done without working with a professional. So anytime we eliminate foods, especially, you know, a lot of times when people do these foods, whether it's IgE or IgG, they come back with several foods that are problematic. So if we're pulling out 10 or 15 different foods, we're pretty drastically reducing the number of foods that you can eat, which means we're also drastically reducing the number of nutrients that you're getting, the variety of foods. We're impacting gut health. We can kind of have an impact on a lot of different things. So elimination diets, first of all, should never be long-term without attempting to reintroduce. So if the test tells you kind of in its own interpretation guide that you should just pull these foods out forever and you're good to go, that's probably not accurate advice, and that's probably not healthy advice. So if you choose to buy one of these tests over the counter, I think the most important piece here is that it should still be interpreted. It should still be analyzed with a professional. So you can bring it to your primary care provider, but they will probably refer you out to an allergist or a gastroenterologist, somebody who specializes more in kind of, you know, whatever your symptoms are. If they tend to look more like an allergy or more like digestive issues, it's important to work with that expert and probably a registered dietitian as well to make sure that your diet is still complete, you're still getting everything that you need, and it's not impacting your overall quality of life. Because even though IBS or those symptoms can impact quality of life, so can strict elimination diets. So we would just be swinging that pendulum from one side to the other as far as still impacting quality of life.
Okay. And then don't look for answers on the internet either, probably.
I probably wouldn't. Yeah. There's so much information out there. So unless you're getting it from like a professional organization or a medical facility, university, it's probably not the best place to look.
People jump to WebMD all of a sudden and diagnose, self-diagnose. Probably not a good idea.
Check
with a professional.
Exactly.
That's why you guys are around.
That's why we're here.
All right. And if somebody does want to consult with you as a professional as far as their nutrition and health, you're with IMU Nutrition.
Yes.
IMU Nutrition.
You got it.
And you've got a website.
Yep. Either immunutrition.com. You can go on there, reach out to me, or you can go on Facebook and look up IMU Nutrition as well. So it's IMU Nutrition.
And be sure to befriend you on Facebook, because
Absolutely.
They'll get a lot of good articles, a lot of good information there that you share on a regular basis.
You got it. I'll put one on there today about this IgG testing.
Sounds good. Well, Amber, we appreciate you taking some time out of your day to talk to us here on Taco Tuesday. And we will taco again next week.
You got it.